you'd like to try open mic night at 7:30 p.m.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And welcome to a Hollywood Connection special. And we are here live at the station. And let me introduce to you Catfish Comedy and tell everybody your name.
My real name is Benny James Hookfin. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
And you just taught me the catfish dance.
That was my little dance. That's new. It's brand new, called the Catfish Dance.
That's super cool. You know, I read your bio. You have such an amazing testimony that we're going to get into as well in comedy. And you're going to be at Russo's New York Style Pizza competing for the $50 cash prize tonight over there.
Yeah.
And they're going to be taping it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, super excited. So when did you start out to be a comic?
Well, it all started 20 years ago. Jacksonville, Florida, I got badly on drugs. I was homeless. My parents, they checked me in a place called Gateway Community Service on Stockton Street.
Now, how old were you about?
Well, about 21, 25.
Okay, and how old are you now? About
46.
Okay, gotcha. It wasn't a testimony. Okay.
And God rest my dad, so he died last year of diabetes. I dedicate this show to him because he played a big part of my recovery,
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And that's a blessing because, you know, I always say that they look out for you. I just believe that. And this show is dedicated. What is his name?
Frank Cookfin.
There you go. And this show is dedicated to his father. So tell us a little bit more what happened. So you were sent someplace?
Yeah, I was sent to the Gateway Community Service. My roommate at the time, shout out to Mr. Henry. We was talking. He was like, I know you're down, you're depressed, but to get over that, over what you're going through, hey, make other people laugh, bro. That's your gift. That's your calling. And we have a talent show every Sunday. So go on stage, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. You're going to do good. Going to be all right. You're going to make it through your storm.
What beautiful advice.
Ever since then, I can't put the mic down. I did it. I did my thing. Also, shout out to Miss Joanne. She's the head supervisor there. I owe my show to her, and she told me never give up my dreams.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I have so many producers, agents, and casting directors on my main show, and you know, you've got a great look for acting. Have you done any acting at all?
I do a lot of skits on YouTube.
Okay, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. So tell us your miracle story, because this definitely is a miracle story of how you were about in your 20s and now you're in your 40s. And what would you tell somebody that is going through that right now? How could you give them some advice? And or maybe a parent's out there, they're like, oh my God, my teenager, my son. I've been through that with mine too.
But one thing I learned. It's okay to struggle, cause God only gonna give you so much that you can bear. But the thing is, you got to learn from your struggle. It's only one. You may be down for the moment, but it's only one way you could go. Is that's up.
That's right. And with God, all things are possible as well. And you just keep him first. And you know, a lot of people are going to say, why is that happening to him? Because God's making you the head, not the tail.
Right.
And more people and Christians are going to be so blessed these days, and things are going to happen. And God's just going to open doors. And you just have to keep trusting him on that.
Right.
And your story is just so amazing. So you said you got into drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
How did you come out of that? That's a hard one.
It was something that I didn't want to waste my money on, and it didn't have no hold on me at the. It was something that I really want to let go. I didn't want to be like this for the rest of my life.
Did you have a feeling of something, or how did you just feel? Like you're, I'm just done. I need a better life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. I want to change. Most people don't get out that world. But I didn't want to be that. Like I said, I didn't want to be like that for the rest of my life. Now it's like I'm between doing comedy and I'm a full-time security guard. Shout out to Single 88.
That must be comedy in itself, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got so many stories. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my boy Javon.
There you go.
Bit Shat. That's his nickname. That's my partner.
Nice. So, being a comic, and how long have you been doing comedy now?
For 20 years.
20 years. So, we're going to ask you a little bit here at the end of the hour here just to do a little bit of stand-up.
All right.
On the air, because we have drivers listening. We're on 3 FM, 3 AM. We're live on YouTube as well, and you can have this podcast as well in the whole 10 Talk Radio Network family. And
Shout out to RBG, just in case, rapping grandpa.
You have a lot of friends out there.
That's my family right there, RBG. Shout out. Nice. Shout out to my wife, Miss Linda Hook Finn. She in the building.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm just happy. I'm excited. I'm a little nervous too. I'm ready.
This is your first time on the radio.
Yes, the Ashley Real Radio, nothing bootleg. What's up, Bob?
How's it going?
All right.
No, this is up. You can go in the car right now and listen to us on 106.1 FM and drive all the way to the beach, all the way to Tampa. Seriously, see that map right there? The whole area. That's
Tampa
really cool.
Tampa is like, nice, man. Y'all got some grandma traffic down here, man.
Well, there's a lot of things happening with TV and film as well. So your jacket is pretty awesome. So
thank you. It was custom made. Shout out to my own clothes designer, Miss Justina.
So what does catfish comedy mean? Tell me about that.
Most people like, but at first I was going by Benny Hook Finn, my real name, and it just wasn't catching. Mm-hmm. I needed something that's going to catch people's attention, get a hold of them.
Right.
So what do most people like? Fish and grits.
Ah.
Right? So northern people like fish and spaghetti. Bob, you like fish and grits, Bob?
I do like certain fish and sometimes grits.
So check it out. Y'all want to really know why they call me catfish?
Why would that be?
Check it out. Through the catfish. Hey.
He gave me. You have to see this. Look, you have to come to Russo's New York Style Pizza tonight at 8 o'clock. He'll be performing over there, and you'll see that look that he just gave me. That's so cute. It's adorable. So, do you eat catfish? Have you tried it?
All the time.
Really? I tried it one time. It's rubbery.
It's rubbery. It's real tough. You got to, like, get a nail. You got to, like, have a nail on the, hold it down, get some gloves, get a machete. Catfish are the hardest fish to clean.
Oh, I bet. So you are a comic, and do you want to give some stand-up comedy and tell our drivers out there so they can get some giggle in them?
I ain't never scared.
Never scared.
I ain't never scared.
I see that.
Yeah. I ain't come out here to play.
No.
I came all the way from where? What? Duval.
That's a drive.
Let's get it.
Okay.
All right. So, got to keep it clean. So, the Parkers and his wife, they was on vacation, right? They wanted to travel to the Jordan River, right? They wanted to see the Jordan River. They was on vacation. So they saw the king's people. They was like, hey, how much it costs to travel on y'all boat? The king's people was like, $500. A parkas was like, $500? Wow. I see why Jesus walked on water.
That's good.
Got him. Do the catfish.
He's got this comedy down.
Roosus is not ready tonight. Ain't come to play or take no prisoners.
And they got great food.
Yeah.
Great food.
I got one more for you.
Yeah.
All right. Why was insurance mentioned in the Bible?
Insurance?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm reading my 1 year Bible right now, and I'm late, but I've got to catch up because I'm like a few days late. But
all right, let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because Adam and Eve needed some coverage.
good one.
Got him. Do the catfish.
Oh, do the catfish. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, do the catfish.
You guys have somebody write a song for you for the catfish. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That's a dance. That's going to be a dance. Everybody going to be doing the catfish after the night.
You know what? Even on TikTok. Are you on TikTok?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok. I'm on YouTube.
How many followers do you have about on TikTok, would you say?
I don't know yet. But matter of fact, you can... You could pull up a YouTube video.
Right. So, yes, but we're live. But, you know, TikTok, they are really good about starting trends. And if you start to do the, you know, we'll have to do a video, and then we'll say it's a trend.
Right.
And I'll put it up there.
And I also, I never really got into it, but I did wrote me a little freestyle rap. I do like freestyle rap, too.
You're kidding. That's like the triple
threat. You would like a sample?
I would love it.
Hey, Bob, you know that Notorious B.I.G. song, You Dead Wrong? Can you get me the instrumental?
I will look that up.
All right.
So when did you start rapping?
When I was 18.
Okay.
I was at a church named Church of Christ. We had a talent show. It was something that I always wanted to do, and I got chastised that night because I got into it, and I did the little Michael Jackson dance grab. And it was inappropriate. The pastor was like, "You was good, but your dance, not in church."
Do you know, up on YouTube, I have to say this, I was at Joe Jackson's home when he was alive.
Oh, wow.
And he was the father of Michael Jackson, and my good friend was his photographer for many years at the Family Honors. So I had the chance to sit with, before he passed away, in his Encino home. That's Joe Jackson.
So that's nice. That's hot.
It was amazing, I'll tell you.
This is a real nice place. I'm honored to be here, Miss Dawn.
Well, we're honored to have you on your first special.
Yeah.
An hour special with you.
I know, right?
Did you say One More Chance? One More Chance was the song?
No. Biggie Smalls, You Dead Wrong.
Oh, You Dead Wrong.
The instrumental.
So, with all of this said, that we're going to talk about you coming back, you know, from, you know, how did you get from that point to where you are today? We're going to come back after the rap song.
All right.
All right, cool. Yeah. And we're going to hear his rap. Now, do you have somebody that's in the record business helping you with this song, or are you trying to get it out there?
No, it's just something to play with.
Just
having fun. I'm more into the comedy. I just want to have fun.
Well, you know, I always tell people to take their shows like this and send them out to other places.
Right. You never know.
It happens all the time. It
comes up as Dead Wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The instrumental.
Instrumental.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, we're gonna take it away.
Gotta take the jacket off. Crank me up, Bob. Turn me up. About to get hot up in here.
I forgot my fan in the car.
1, 2, 1, 2. What you gonna do when Jesus Christ and disciples come from you? Start from old to new. You got to be true to make Jesus Christ know you matter what you gone through. Hook fin, land it down like it's supposed to. To my peoples, Nick and Jack, they got my back. Like Roman Reigns says, believe that. That's it.
Wow, that's impressive.
Something to play with.
Do you rap or sing to your wife?
That was something I did when I was 18. I never took it serious. I'm most serious.
But you're really good.
No,
it's really good because the beat. You were both like going into the beat. We're like, I'm ready. Yeah, that's super cool.
I'm more serious than to the comedy. I just like to have fun.
Yeah. So have you won any prizes doing comedy at all, during comedy shows?
My first comedy show I did, it was back in Jacksonville, Florida, years ago. This dude named Teddy, he stole my material.
Oh, no. Yeah. Does that really happen?
Yeah, this really happened. True story. He stole my material, used it against me. He won the first competition. So I had to come back, lay the smack down on them. Brand new material.
So does that happen a lot in comedy?
Yeah. You got some hackers out there. I try to stay original. It's easy to steal material. When you're doing this business, you gotta be original.
Isn't there anything you can do legally? Like if you wrote it down, if it's your own joke, like
yeah.
That's what I thought, because you know who is
It's called copyright.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers used to have. I saw a special on her. She used to have like rows and rows of her index cards with all her jokes on it.
Right.
And that was pretty amazing that she kept everything that she ever talked about.
Everything.
So how about hecklers? Did you ever have to deal with a heckler? And how do you deal with a heckler?
When I first started, I was shy. I was real shy to deal with hecklers. Now, since I've been like confident in myself and being around my friends, especially at Walmart, my boy Hair rides me all night long.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So what do you do?
He's a I ride them back. We just have fun. We cool like that. We have a good time at work at the end of the day.
You know, I have a good scenario of mine.
I just learned to be confident. I had one show, and this big lady was like, "Get off the stage, you're not funny."
Oh.
And I was like, ain't nobody complaining about you looking like Rick Ross.
Oh.
And she was mad. And at the time, my manager at the time, he was mad. My wife would tell you. He was mad. I'm like, you don't know comedy. If you ride on a comedian, you're going to ride back. Then she really got mad at me. I was like, every time you eat, when you swallow your food, your stomach be like laid back music.
I have a thing with a heckler. I'll just carry some holy oil or holy water and just spray
right.
it out. Right.
A lot of hecklers, they make the show out of you. Like, you're not going to go to a D-Lay Hooler show and talk about him. Don't expect him not to ride on you. He's going to ride. That's what they do.
So who is your favorite comic that you have enjoyed watching over the years that you would like to meet maybe someday, or who do you admire?
Like I said in my story when you read it, Eddie Murphy. He inspired me when I was 5 years old.
Exactly.
That's when Raw came out back then.
Yeah, what you were saying.
Yeah. I would love to meet Eddie Murphy.
You never know. It's such a crazy world with anything with movie sets and people out here. And I want to kind of read over your bio. When I was 5 years old, when I first saw Eddie Murphy Raw, he inspired me to do comedy. And my name is Benny James. You say Hookum.
Hook Finn.
I'm sorry. My glasses. And you've been a comedian, a catfish for 20 years, and you got off drugs and you were homeless. Oh my gosh. So when you were homeless, where did you stay? I mean, what did you do?
Hey, shout out to my homeboy Darius, man. We stayed on the bridge most of the time, and he was like, "This ain't for you, bro. You got to get at the Claire Wright Mission and get your act together, B." You know.
So how long were you homeless, would you say?
I would say, how long, babe? About two years, maybe.
2 years. How did you survive? You know, I mean, that was...
In and out of missions, like I say, one day I just bit my pride and I called my mom, I called my dad, and I started crying out for help.
Mm-hmm. And they were there to help you, and that's also amazing that parents are there for your children as well. As an adult, you can look back and say that they were there for me. And then also it says, while I was telling jokes, I went to a Gateway Community Service.
Yep.
It was a rehab place. How long were you there?
For a year or two, I got put out.
Okay, so did that help you?
It helped me. It did. Even though I got put out, at that point in time, I just had to get right. Yeah, I got put out. And I still kept my head up, and I got my life right.
I can see that. Yeah. That's amazing. You know, I
got my life right with God.
That shows right there.
Yeah.
And then I'm just reading over. It says I can't put the mic down. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out to Miss Joanne at Gateway Community. Shout out to Miss Dakota Pittman at Claire Wright Mission. Mm-hmm. And I've been clean for 20 years from drugs and alcohol. And that's a definitely applause on that one, because you know there's so
many. It's not easy.
It's not easy at all. And just for you to come out of that. Is tremendous to be here and tell your story, and then you know you could send that to the 700 Club. You can send that to Sid Roth. You know all these other
Never
Christian
know.
Networks and tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know I have a
maybe.
Lot.
Maybe you can help me.
Well, you know I have another friend named GW that I hooked you up with. I sent you his information.
Right.
He's got a TV network out of Orlando.
All right.
And so that's another thing. And then there's something called the International Christian Film Festival. I highly recommend it. Maybe you could do a Christian rap song. I would think that you have time, a couple months, because they have the Best Artist Award, and they have a lot of celebrities there, mm-hmm. like Kevin Sorbo that played Hercules.
Right.
They had the Baldwin brothers. They had so many people there.
Uh-huh.
Donnie Most was there from Happy Days.
Right.
Ralph Mouth.
Hey.
Yay. And so the thing is, it's great that if you decide that you want to do something like that, they had nominated me the last 2 years for a talk show. So if you have something, I don't don't know if they're doing comedy, but that would be something I should tell him to add in there.
Put my name in.
Like Christian comedy.
Yeah, put my name in it.
I will make sure you have that. Now, GW also has another show that he can get you on TV. So there are people, and he helps. You were talking about writing a book about your life. I definitely think that you should do it. Have you started yet?
It's in here.
Okay, I know everybody says that, and you.
But that's part of my bio in a way.
Right.
Right.
You just have to. He has a short little book that tells you, and he will help guide you how to write a book. And he does, you know, with publishing and everything too.
Right.
And it's just you sit on your computer and start to write your story out.
My other project, shout out to Helder and Jacob, be doing a horror movie, a horror comic movie that I wrote.
Okay. Yeah. You know, a lot of people wonder, what is your faith now? Where are you at in your faith in
your walk with God? I'm always 100% God. Right. God, he's the head of my table, the head of my life. By him, I ain't nothing.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we don't go and take anything with us.
Right. I don't take him for granted.
Exactly.
Right.
What other miracles has God done in your life?
Got married.
Oh, when was that?
What?
How many years ago?
3 years ago.
Three
years ago. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. And how did you meet your lovely, beautiful wife?
Church.
Oh, that is the place to meet.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. You know, it's not out there in the bars. And you know, you met her in church. So when you saw your wife and you were in church, what made you, how did you guys get together?
Her cooking.
What's your favorite food?
Smothered chicken.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's there. You got a good cook there. That's amazing. And who else is sitting with you over here?
That's our best friend, Miss Crawl.
Very cool. Thank you for driving all the way down from Jacksonville for his first debut on his own radio show as well.
And don't forget about Little Junior. He's at home.
Oh, Little Junior. Who's Little Junior?
Our dog. He's a little chihuahua.
Oh, you have a little chihuahua?
He acts with me.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. He's on YouTube.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Okay. You know, our sailboat has pet friendly.
Oh, all right.
You know that? So, so you can bring that up there next time you come in town and come out and sail. It's a little chilly out now, but, you know, but to get
the summertime.
Exactly.
I love the water. I love the water. I love fishing.
And what are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
Fishing, basketball, UFC.
Okay. Your favorite sports?
UFC.
UFC, okay.
I love UFC. Conor McGregor, he's my favorite.
Awesome. And where is the furthest that you've traveled in your life? The furthest that you've gone, or maybe you want to go somewhere?
I want to say Washington, D.C., but the furthest, I'm going to go to Spain.
You did?
I want to.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, I want to see the world.
Okay.
That's why I love doing comedy. I want to get in the position, shout out to Atlas, my record label.
Yes, Joe Junior Gallagher out there.
Yes, shout out to Joe, Big Joe.
Yes, he's been amazing. He's looking for comics to do a hosting
for
his record label all over Florida and the United States. So did you send your video in?
Ain't going to say no more. Yes. I'm going to show it by action.
I know it does pay $50 an hour.
Yeah.
I was asking him about that. That's not a bad little gig. To host.
Shout out to Atlas. I'm hosting, matter of fact, it's in negotiation, excuse me, I'm just a little nervous. They're working things out to have me come back to Tampa. I can't wait.
Very cool.
This is my spot. I love Tampa.
It is. You know, so have you gone the circuit to other comedy clubs or anything?
Shout out to Dan Rise. I headlined my first show, about five months ago in my Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Oh, had a good time with Dan Rise and Bob Kaufman. Like I say, from Fort Lauderdale, my main show, my main city, got to give a shout out to Justin Case, King Street. I love South Carolina. They show me a lot of love out there.
That's awesome. So do you have a booking agent that sends your tapes out, or do you do it yourself?
Most of my work, I did it myself, but now I'm with Joe. In this record label, I don't got to do nothing. He does all my work for me.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, because, you know, I used to work for the improv comedy with Renee Hart down in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, all right.
And they're always doing things.
That's another goal. I want to get on with the improvs. That's another goal.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I have to tell you, when I went through my divorce back in the days, I went to comedy school. And I never graduated. And just long story short, over at Russo's, right. Of course, James pushes me up there and says, hey, we need to get you up there. But Pauly Shore's sister had the Comedy Store in L.A. So that was my point, the Comedy Store. And that was an amazing run, you know, with comics. And all the famous comics were up there. Everybody, you know, from that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of open mic nights, but there's also the comedy shows that you need to get into. Like, you're here, Snappers Comedy Club has others. The Improv has also open mic night.
And I like competing, too. I'm going to get into a lot of competitions.
Yeah, well, we have one tonight, for sure.
I know. I can't wait. I'm taking no prisoners. None.
So, of course, we're at Russo's Pizza, a New York Style Pizza. So, they do have amazing chicken wings that are Parmesan
and lemon and pepper. Don't say no more.
Those are our favorites. Mm. And the slice of pizza is like $6 tonight. Or you get a whole, it's a really good
pizza
deal.
Pizza on Bob.
Come on. That pizza.
I know. You had the Christmas.
Pizza. Yes, I did. Christmas pizza.
Yeah, he got a big pizza, a large, and
it was excellent.
It was all
absolutely
his.
Wonderful.
Yes. I love pizza too, Bob.
There you go. So what do you do during the day? Tell me about your security job.
Yeah, I work for Single 88 security down in Jacksonville. Be down in Jacksonville, Florida. I work for Walmart. My main post is Walmart on Phillips Highway. Shout out to Walmart.
God, you could just like do tons of TikTok videos on people, you know, at Walmart.
I seen a lot of stuff being a security officer. Oh my gosh, that's half of my material tonight too.
Oh, is it? Okay, yes. So it's kind of hush hush. We have to wait till you get there.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Yes, yeah. That makes sense. So nobody takes that and
right. That's why I didn't want to do my full set. That's a sample.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. So, what is the funniest thing that's ever happened in your life? Like anything that is amazing, like something that you just giggle and say, "I'll never forget this happened to me."
All right, I was like what 6, 7, maybe. We was on a family vacation. Cruise. I'm like, Dad, pull over. Dad, pull over. I gotta go to the bathroom. Got number one. So he pulls over. I think if it was coming back from Louisiana, going back home. At the time, it was living in Pensacola. So he pulls over on the side. I seen a rope, big old rope, about that fat. Number one on it. Snake looked up. You peed on me.
Oh, no.
And I ran.
Memories, you never know.
I ran. He wasn't happy. I ran.
So are you from Louisiana?
No. I'm from originally Pensacola, Florida. My dad, my brother, shout out my brother Frank Hook Fan III. Shout out to my niece Shamar. She live in Tampa. Shout out.
Oh, cool. So you have family here.
Yeah, I have family.
Are they coming to Russo's tonight?
No, not tonight. Maybe next time.
You drove all the way down here?
Yeah. I don't stay still. Wherever there's a mic at, I'm there.
And you got this magical, I call magical headsets on right now.
I know.
So did you have any friends calling in at all today or anything? Or
I don't know. If y'all out there on Facebook, call in, tag me in, ask questions. We got time.
Yes.
Hey, Linda, anybody on my Facebook tagging in?
Well, if there's the phone number right there. You can do a close-up if they want to call in and shout out and say hello.
Y'all call in, shout out.
There you go.
They still, you know, my city don't, it's pretty sad. Jacksonville don't show me a lot of love. Unless,
but it's cold up there.
It's cold. Everybody's still asleep. They sleep in this number. It's all good.
But there's a lot of pine trees up there.
I know.
I noticed that.
A lot of pine trees.
Yeah. So what was the degrees up there this morning when you woke up?
What was the degrees, baby?
It was like
about 36.
It was cold 36. This morning.
Ooh.
I bought my fur coat. I'm mad because I ain't get a chance to wear it yet. My wife bought me a fur coat for Christmas.
Oh my goodness.
I'm mad. I might still wear it. The devil is alive. I'm going to wear it tonight. I don't care.
It's supposed to be a little chilly this weekend.
I know.
They're talking about. And I just can't believe it's going so fast already. It's amazing.
Man, I'm so excited. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for the platform.
Yeah, so you have another half hour to talk about your life.
I know,
and
man.
Where do you see yourself in like 5 years? What would you say? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully retired.
Right? And where do you see yourself retired? Like, do you want to stay in Jacksonville or do you want to be in movies?
I was thinking more like maybe Orlando or Tampa somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Have you been to any of the theme parks in the Florida area since you live here?
Busch Gardens.
Okay.
When I was a kid, we used to go to Six Flags.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Disney World? Or
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite spot. I love Disney World.
Wait, which park is your favorite?
I would say Wet 'n Wild.
Oh, Wet 'n Wild?
Oh, yeah. Wet 'n Wild.
I don't think they have that, but they have like a big Typhoon Lagoon now, I think.
Yeah. They changed it.
They like shut that one down.
How old are you, Bob? You remember Space Mountain?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was my ride back then.
That's still there. But the Avatar now.
Yeah, it's the Avatar. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a whole other world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you like lazy rivers and floating?
Oh, yeah. But the thing I hate about that, gators.
Oh.
Yeah, them gators will get you down there to Jacksonville.
Oh, I didn't think that. Well, we have a couple lazy rivers that, you know, are theme parks.
And right.
There's like a little one in Indian Rocks Beach called Splash Harbor, but it's mm-hmm. a little chilly right now. I don't know if people.
How about Ishi, Kentucky, Gainesville?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you ever been there?
I think, well, years ago.
It's nice there. Oh, man, that's my spot.
That's your spot.
Yeah.
So, would you say, what is the biggest fish that you ever caught?
Catfish.
A catfish?
Mm-hmm.
Like how big?
About that big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you fish with? What's your, like, your bait?
It just depends. Lizards, worms, shrimps.
Lizards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I've never heard that.
You never heard of that?
I heard that either.
Think of lizards. Good bait.
Well, I heard if lizards are in your house, they're good luck.
Nah.
Like in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas.
No, they're not.
But they're not. Catfish, like anything that moves, if you want to catch a bigger fish, you got to like go with them little brims
right.
and stuff. But lizards do make good bait.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, we have a lot of producers and movie producers and agents. Have you thought about doing extra work for movies?
Yeah, I would love to do some movies. My favorite, I know my belief in God, but I love horror movies.
Really?
Yes, Halloween.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how about your wife? Do you like scary movies?
Oh, no, she
Are
can't
you
stand
Hallmark? You like Hallmark Channel?
Yeah.
I figured that. Yeah, you
she
look
do
like
not.
Hallmark.
She would tell me, get out the room.
Really? See, I can't do horror movies or like that stuff. I could only do like The Others. Did you see The Others with Nicole Kidman?
Oh, yeah.
That's about as far as I can go.
How about you, Bob? You like scary movies?
Some. Depends on, you know, chainsaws and stuff, not so
like,
much.
Like, what's your favorite scary movie?
Scary movie? I guess I am more of a comedy kind of.
Yeah.
Well, the purge stuff. I like all that.
Really?
Purge stuff,
I'm gonna go old school. The Exorcist.
Oh my God, that was back in the days.
Yes, I'm the reason why churches came up with the prayer list, because it was one day. True story. It was one day I was watching The Exorcist, and my pastor always rebuked me. He'd be like, "Ben, leave them scary movies alone, man."
But it's real, because it's my real. Parents would pray over people, and I'd see them shaking.
I was watching the. I got done watching. True story. I had a bad nightmare. I felt something holding me, and I called my pastor. He was like, "You got to deal with that. I ain't coming over to your house with that foolishness. I told you not to watch that." Seriously, that's why I cannot watch The Exorcist to the day, because that's a real movie.
Well, you know, you're talking about that stuff, you know,
you can't play with the devil.
You cannot. And this needs to be said, because God is making me say this again.
Right.
When I was a teenager, somebody gave me a Ouija board, right? And so we thought, this is fun. We'll ask it questions just as long as we're sure.
It's not.
Oh, my God. Do you know what it said? It spelled it, "My master is king." My mom said, "Who are you afraid?" I'm afraid. "And my master is king of." When it spelled out hell, we took that board and we broke it in half and we threw it outside. And people don't realize that what they're dealing with
is the devil.
Exactly.
That's why I kind of like, I need my wife be telling me, be careful of your movies, because you open the
doors. That's true.
In your house and stuff.
That's true.
But in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You told me about the witchcraft in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Protect Miss Dawn.
Oh, yes. So that was years ago as
that
a teenager.
Years,
and
yes.
We did.
We all
we
need
became
prayer.
Christians
we all need prayer.
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, when you can't sleep at night, you know, you get up and you're praying for somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's pretty fun. I call my pastor. I say, I'm hearing voices, Pastor Dan. I'm hearing voices. can't sleep. He was like, man, I told you not to watch that, bro. I'm going to put you on the prayer list. Yeah. I ain't coming over.
Yeah. And the people don't realize, you know, when you're getting the next going into your brain. And, you know, like yesterday, I have to tell you, I locked my keys in my car by accident. Well, actually, I was showing someone the sailboat mm-hmm. where to go. And I opened the door to give directions, and the door just shut. There was no wind. The door just shut. So it was like, okay, I'm being harassed. And then it got worse. I went to my sister-in-law's, and I took out this gourmet cheese, like this thing, and it fell on the floor. And my little nephew goes, he calls me, you know, Aunt Dawn, and he goes, we can't eat that. Now it's foot cheese because of feet cheese. Not feta cheese, foot cheese. And then I go home and I get a Taco Bell and it's, and you know what I did? I said, okay, something's around me at that moment. And I ended up reading my Bible and I took my holy oil out and I just said, okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever negativity that has tried to attach itself. And people don't realize, you know, if you're going through that bad spell, and I sat there and I read my Bible and catched up on it.
Yeah, I do a lot of, I don't know if I told you, Miss Dawn, but I do a lot of imitations too.
I want to hear that, and people want to hear that as well. I know.
Can I do one?
I would love to hear that because you're going to see more of him tonight at Russo's New York Style Pizza. Yeah.
All right. This is me doing Birdman.
Birdman. Okay.
The Holy Birdman.
The Holy Birdman. All right.
Can I just get any kind of intro music? You don't mind?
Applause.
That's anything. That's anything.
Let's do applause. We have a nice applause for you. A little louder, Bobby.
All right. I'm coming. I'm walking into y'all radio station. This is Birdman. All right.
It was your. What's your other impression?
Hold on. I'm not.
Oh, well, you're not done. I'm sorry.
Every time I turn on y'all radio station, y'all disrespecting me. All three of y'all. Put some respect on my name. All three of y'all. I could have came up here and got gangster with all y'all. But since we in a sanctuary place, this is a sanctuary place.
Yeah, right? There's a Bible right there.
Yeah, this is a sanctuary place. I thought about what would Jesus do. 1 John 4, chapter 4. He gave his son to us to love the world. Right?
Right.
Right. It's other places I could have, besides here, I could have handled it other places. Like, for instance, we could have got gangster at Crystal's. Did our street beef. Got that 24-piece, two coats, two medium fries, calling the night. Birdman love Crystal's. And I love that 24-piece. Could have went to Carrabba's. Could have went to McDonald's. We could have pulled up on Popeye's. Black man love chicken. That's it.
Do you have the app on McDonald's? This is
I love the app.
Crazy.
Oh, man. This morning, me and my wife got up at 5 o'clock. What? We went hard.
because you get those deals or you get your rewards. And that's pretty awesome.
If it's ever signed in.
I get
locked out of that app every time I go to use it. I'm sitting here, hang on, let me reset the password. And they're like,
it's the signal, man. You gotta have good Wi-Fi in the house, man.
Yeah, you do.
What's your favorite restaurant?
I would say, what's my favorite?
Would you say, like when you go out to eat, you take
Golden Corral.
Oh, really?
I love Golden Corral Buffet.
We don't
have
them around here, do we?
You still one more. Spring Hill, I know, are up that way.
But I love pizza. I can't wait to perform tonight. I love pizza.
Very cool. Yeah. So I'll be there at 7 o'clock. We have a quick meeting, and then we have sign-in about 7:15-ish, and then we start live at 8 o'clock with all the comics.
I can't wait to meet James.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's doing a show here as well with me called Comedy News. So, yeah, we're excited about that new show after
I'm
mine.
I'm about to come to that one.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's super fun. So whoever wins tonight will be co-hosting with me on one of the shows in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that's really exciting. So all the comics that actually go on the stage tonight will also have 5 minutes of airtime. So if you're going on stage, you still get to call in 2 weeks because I have Miracle Stories next week.
Right.
You'll still call in, hi, introduce yourself, and that's on me.
Right, okay.
So, and if you end up winning, then, you know, I mean, I don't know how many comics are showing up tonight, 20, 30 or so, and whoever the winner is will be co-hosting.
I just want to have I'm not too really about want to win or whatever. I'm just want to have fun.
And that's what is it's all about. It's
fun.
So,
a good
did
time.
You go to comedy school at all, or did
nope.
is this no?
I just
wanted to be a comic and said, "I'm going to jump
no,
in."
I'm gonna tell you a true story. I was with at the time I was with Diddy Coffee, and I had a chance to perform in front of Marvin Dixon.
Okay.
And what advice he told me, hey man, just use your life.
Mm-hmm.
May not be funny at the time, use your life.
And that's it. It's, yeah. you know, sometimes, you know, somebody told me you take your pain from your life and you make it to comedy.
Right.
You know, another thing I told me before I forget, there's something called frontrunnercasting.com.
Mm-hmm.
Frontrunnercasting, I'll send you the link.
Okay.
And you can sign up for extras for movies.
Okay,
they always
okay,
do stuff.
Right.
It's free all to right. sign up. They're out of Orlando. So there are a couple casting companies that can do that in the local areas, which is
right.
pretty amazing. And they'll call you, hey, I need, you know, a couple for a Disney
right.
walking, and then you get
okay.
paid for that,
okay.
too.
Okay, all right.
Which
all
is
right.
really great. And the agents that we have actually their contracts, too. And it's up to you, of
all
course,
right.
to fill that stuff out and get it back to everybody.
Speaking of that, shout out to Dana Hunter.
Ooh.
She's an upcoming actress.
Oh, nice. Okay.
She's in Miami.
Oh, in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look her up. She's
okay.
on. She's on my friend list. Maybe you can interview her. She's a good actress.
You never know. I mean, just to have something with your story is
right.
most important. So, with all of your trials and tears that you went through, from being a, you know, homeless to a comic, mm-hmm. and where you are today, what would you tell somebody out there one more time that's listening that maybe just tuned in again that said, "Wow, he's a comic. He got all this, and he didn't go to comedy school. It's about life, and he just jumped in and did it." What's your secret?
Well, I want to reach out to the kids. I know. Never stop dreaming. You're never too old to keep dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Always honor your parents. Because if you don't, the days will perish. Honor your parents. You live long. God will bless you. For your dreams, let's keep dreaming. I'm 46 years old. I'm still dreaming. And I'm not going to stop because I haven't yet reached my destiny.
Right.
I will know when I reach my destiny.
And when God opens the door, no man can shut it.
No man,
no
can,
man
shut
can shut it.
It
at all. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize, you know, it's just during the day, you know, and you thank God for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more that comes, you know, and so forth. So I just, you know, want to thank you for being here. We still have 15 more minutes left.
I know.
Yeah. What else? What would you like to tell your wife on the air? Anything from the heart?
Mm-hmm.
This is a little dedication, Valentine's, a little early Valentine's, just a message from the heart to your wife. And what's her name again?
Linda.
Huffin.
Hey, play Keith Sweat, Nobody.
As he's thinking what to say to his beautiful wife for Valentine's Day.
Keith Sweat, Nobody.
Oh, a song.
A song. Play that song.
Oh, you got a little dedication song.
I have a little dedication.
Super cool.
I'm going to let Keith Sweat do the talking.
Hey, well, give everybody your social media while he's looking for
that. Y'all can hit me up. Everybody, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm not getting paid for this, but this is my payday. Benny Hookfin. That's B-E-N-N-Y. Hookfin. H-O-O-K-F-I-N. That's my YouTube. Subscribe.
Yeah, that's it.
I put up skits every 2 weeks. Facebook, Benny B.
You were talking about that you wanted to do a skit on the sailboat.
Yeah. We'll work that out next time. I still want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, so what kind of skits do you do?
Just whatever I write.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Okay, song?
That's the song, yep.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play this for, I guess, for Linda, right?
Yeah.
Linda, this is your song from your hubby.
I want a team. I wanna feed you. I wanna show you, man, that I need you. I want your body till the very last drop. I want you to holler when you want me to stop. And who can love you like me? Nobody. Who can treat you like me, my baby?
dedication song?
As in my favorite WWE Roman Reigns voice, "Nobody Can Love You Like Me." Believe that.
That's beautiful.
So my name is Benny James Hook Finn, and this is Miss Dunn.
That's
and
right.
We out of here.
No, well, we have six more minutes.
Six more minutes. My bad.
So, you got some more impressions or something.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to do, back in the days we had, what, the Pharaohs was warned by Jesus that he going to send some people to save his, to warn him to let his peoples go. So I did a little mixture. My favorite people are, I love to imitate wrestling. My favorite wrestler back in the days, who was your favorite, Bob?
Me, wrestlers?
Yeah.
You know, Hulk Hogan.
You know, I was just going to say,
right,
we're more Hulksters here.
Hulkster. I'm going to go Paul Bear. Check it out. Pharaoh. Oh, this is Paul Bear. Jesus come to warn you. Let his people go. Oh, yes. If you don't, not only the locust is going to get you, you're going to have to deal with me and my undertaker. Pharaoh, rest in peace.
You know, I was just thinking, I was telling James from the comedy night tonight at Russo's that we should do like an actor thing on the air, you know, like they used to do in the old days where it tells stories. Like that was really good. Like you could just like do an hour show of a
more.
Story.
Can I do one
yes,
more?
It's your show.
All right.
You've got the floor.
Hey, play Ric Flair music for me. I'm going to do Ric Flair.
Ric Flair
going up to Pharaoh. I'm going to imitate Ric Flair.
All right. Are you a Hulk Hogan fan?
I'm a Ric Flair fan.
Because Hulk Hogan's store is right downtown.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's sometimes there.
I want to meet him.
Oh, well, his friend is down there. It's a friend of my other friend that he's really good friends.
Can we stop by? Hulk Hogan's store.
A friend
store.
Of a friend.
It's up to you.
Woo! Pharaoh! This is the 13 times heavyweight champion, Ric Flair! And I've come to warn you, brother, let Jesus' people go, or you're going to deal with the 16-time champion. Woo!
I've never heard that one. Never heard. That's yours.
That's mine.
That's
I
your
love
own
Ric Flair. Shout out to Ric Flair.
There you
Woo!
Go. So you know who Muhammad Ali is,
yes.
right? You know, I have a friend named Mama Ali that mm-hmm. was married to Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
And I'd like to try to get her on the phone. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
So let me see if she's on the phone. We can maybe get her on for a second
wow.
and she can say hi. And hopefully, I don't know, she's doing some movies right now. But her name is Mama Ali number 8 on TikTok, too. So you'll have to add her. And her name is Leah Camacho. Yes. Here we go. Let me see if I can get her on. I'm just looking. M-A-M. Okay, Mama Ali. Let's see. Hold on. I always like to surprise her once in a while. And she's amazing, and she lives in Fort Lauderdale. So let's see if we can hear it.
Please leave your message.
Oh, no. Oh, well. It's like 5 more minutes. Hold on. Oh, wait. Did I just give her phone number out there? Oh!
How many more
minutes? It's a tough area code.
How many more minutes I have?
You got about five.
All right. Give me Macho Man Randy Savage music.
All right, 1 second.
But maybe next time we'll get her on the air with you. Because she's an amazing woman. I hope you get her phone number out. Don't, what are you doing? I'll come after you.
Ooh, yeah. Pharaoh, this is the Macho Man, Randy Savage, brother. Let Jesus people go, or feel the wrath of the madness. And tonight, Russo, my man Catfish didn't come all the way to Jacksonville, Florida to play with y'all. Get your pee bags ready. Have the ambulance outside
Get your tinker bones ready, Bob. Cause catfish come to do his thing. God, can you dig that sucker? My Booker T impression, too.
Have you ever thought about doing, like, catfish comedy your own?
Yeah,
like
I want to. I want to talk to him. Matter of fact, we can work that out with Joe. I want to do my own Netflix special. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to do that. I really want to do that.
So tonight, make sure that your wife tapes you doing your live comedy as well and upload that to your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I will.
That's really important because, you know, hype sells as well. Mm-hmm. When I took an artist on tour named Little J from Hollywood Records and Disney,
Wow. They
put $1.5 million into this kid, but nobody knew who he was.
Right.
We had to take him on tour, and the hype sold of the kids running out to the tour buses and everything. So the more videos you have and the more stuff that you have out there.
I'm not a regular Hulk Hogan fan, Bob. I'm a Hulk Hogan NWO fan.
Ooh. Well, you should stop by his store next time you come down here.
We got time. How far is it?
Well, one of my good friends that knows another good friend that's really good friends with Hulk Hogan, he runs the store.
Well, can we stop by Ms.
Well, you know what? You don't have till 7 o'clock. Is Hulk Hogan's store still open? It should be because you're usually... hours.
And then the bars, the restaurants there, too.
Well, he has a restaurant on the corner
as
well.
Hogan's Hangout.
Hogan's Hangout.
Can we go see it?
It's so cool. But you have to get some pictures out in front.
Oh, yeah.
It's just right down the street. Bobby will look it up to make sure.
Hey, can we play the NWO? The Hulk Hogan version. The Hulk Hogan version, because it's almost time. I'm going to do a Hulk Hogan imitation.
Yeah, so we're ready.
Place here.
All the way from Jacksonville, Florida, we'll be at Russo's New York Style Pizza tonight performing open mic night comedy.
Well, y'all know some brothers. Pharaoh.
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
You better let Jesus people go. And tonight, my vote is on Catfish. He come all the way from Jacksonville not to play with y'all. What you gonna do, brother? I don't wanna rip my shirt. This brand new shirt.
And clap. Is that where we're waiting for the hand clap?
Let's do the catfish now.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left. 5:58. That went really fast.
I know.
Wow.
Play the same song?
Is there a catfish song?
No, we could get one.
We should play the NWO again.
Yeah, let's play the NWO. Okay.
That's your branding.
That's my branding. Gotta go with it.
You should like give a catfish award with like a catfish. Like do your own.
If I'm in tonight, we gotta play this.
Well, they have an amazing guy over there that Chris can help out and do all the audio.
Come on, Bob. Do it with me, Bob.
Okay, we're all going to do the catfish.
Everybody. Come on, Jacksonville. Come on, Tampa. So, Miami. Everybody. Come on, Facebook. Come on, Shamar. Shout out to my niece, Shamar.
Never did the catfish before.
I know. You got it, Miss Dawn.
There we go.
With hot sauce. Let's get it.
Do you know what my husband would do? He said, I'm going to do the fishing dance. And I go, what does that mean? He goes, I'm going to go like this and I'm going to reel you in. I go, no, you're not.
I want to give a shout out to Miss Dawn for having me out here.
Thank you. Anytime, let me know and we'll make
love
sure
y'all.
We have
shout out to
time.
Bob. Looking like SpongeBob.
Thank you.
Yep. And
just in case, rapping grandpa. Shout out to Atlas, my record label, Mr.
Yes.
Joe.
Joe Jr. Gallagher.
Miss Crawl in the building. My baby.
And we'll see you at Russo's New York Style Pizza tonight.
If you ain't down with that, got two words for you. Get down.
And any last words, anything that comes to the heart to give to everybody out there.
Miss Dawn Radio Station is just too sweet.
And that's for Lola. She's the owner. As a host, I'm Dawn Reese, and we'll be back with another Hollywood Connection
special. And we're going to go to the Hulk Hogan restaurant and take pictures.
Ooh. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade.